Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 99 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, June 30th, 2011, from the frying pan. Man, it's hot. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, how y'all doing? It is hot as blazes around here. Let's take a chill right now, the usual way. We know how we do that around here at Hinky Dinky Time.
There's just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
That's the good stuff.
I want some Uncle Michael music right now.
Right now, Calvin? You want some Uncle Michael music right now? Well, right now is when we'll get going right here. As I said, it's pretty darn hot here in my neck of the woods. Let's see, what can we do about that? We can play this. We can play this.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to cool with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not. 'Cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too, too darn hot. Baby tonight, and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight, and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not. 'Cause it's
Of course, that's Miss Ella Fitzgerald from 1949, and Too Darn Hot. I believe that's from the original cast. Well, it's not the cast recording. She wasn't in the show, but it's from the score to the musical. I'll think of it. Kiss Me, Kate. I think it's from Kiss Me, Kate. Somebody let me know if I'm right or I'm wrong. How about identifying a mystery theme for me tonight? I bet you, all know this one. Well, if you guessed that that was the theme, it was the theme music from the Ernie Kovacs Show, you were correct. From 1968, this is a band called Marmalade and their version of Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man.
Waiting only for my buddy.
And that was Marmalade from 1968. And this is, well, let's see. This is the Matchbox, and this is from 1980. I hope you like it. This is the Midnight Dynamos.
You better beware and you better take care when we hit the town tonight. Kick away the blues, no time to lose, honey, we can make it right. Pretty little thing, hey, your heart will sing, fill it up with pure delight.
In a supercharge from the guest garage, it's blowed like dynamite.
We are the Midnight Dynamos, only come alive when the old moon shows. We are the Midnight, Midnight Dynamos. We are the Midnight Dynamos, baby, get a load of my fancy clothes. We are the Midnight, Midnight Dynamos.
So hurry on down, pretty mama, we're bound, now we're ready, set to go.
You never bring a life with the fancy dive, don't you ever tell me no.
Come on, come away, hear the hot band play, or they always steal the show.
On the way you out, make you jump and shout, you won't have time to blow.
We are the Midnight Dynamos, only come alive when the old moon shows. We are the Midnight, Midnight Dynamos. We are the Midnight Dynamos, baby, get a load of our fancy clothes. We are the Midnight, Midnight Dynamos.
Any place we cruise and people know us one by one. Ready back for action, pump for all and all for fun.
Charge from the gas garage, explode like dynamite.
We are the Midnight Dynamos, only come alive when the old moon shows. We are the Midnight, Midnight Dynamos. We are the Midnight Dynamos, baby, get a load of the fancy clothes. We are the Midnight, Midnight Dynamos. We are the Midnight Dynamos, only come alive when the old moon shows. We are the Midnight, Midnight Dynamos. We are the Midnight Dynamos, baby, get a load of our fancy clothes. We are the Midnight, Midnight Dynamos. You're with the Midnight Dynamos. You're with the Midnight Dynamos.
Well, evidently, the stick cam feed is not working perfectly for everyone tonight, but it will someday. It'll be perfect someday. I've never been to someday, but I hear it's nice. Some announcements. Of course, if you're going to tune in Saturday night for the three-hour Hank and Jim Network extravaganza, come to hinkydinky.net and look for the special link that'll be up so that you can view stick cam, listen to stick cam. It's going to be quite an extravaganza, I promise. Next week, next Thursday, of course, is the 100th episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and we are planning an all-vinyl episode, the third one ever. I think that'll be exciting. And, of course, if you are planning a big 4th of July on Monday, well, let's just say you better get out this weekend and get your fireworks, because they sell out fast. That's my theory. They sell out fast. You want to get your stuff quickly, early, often, so that you're prepared for anything. And I'd say now. Now's the time.
This world is like an atom bomb, it's ready to explode. When the trumpet sounds and the Lord comes back, I promise you one thing. I'll be a human battle rocket, and I go at it with a bang. I'll leave this Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Big Bang Theory,
Big Bang Theory,
Pentecostal,
Pentecostal,
fire and brimstone,
fire and brimstone,
Mission Temple, fireworks stand.
That's Mission Temple Fireworks Stand by Paul Thorne from the year 2001. And you got to keep looking up on Monday because Creedence is going to talk about whatever. Whatever they want to talk about because it's coming out of the sky. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival from 1970 off the Willie and the Poor Boys album. It came out of the sky right now from 1978. This is 10cc and Dreadlock Holiday off of the Bloody Tourists album.
I was walking. walking down the street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright.
I saw four faces, one mad, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Chain. He said, I'll give you $1. I said, you've got to be joking, man. It was a present from my mother.
He said, I like it, I want it. I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're alone.
That's 10cc from 1978. From 1981, this is Mag and the Suspects and Thousands Dead.
Standoff. Capital in ruins. Thousands dead. Dead. Thousands dead. Dead. Miller had a blank dream way off. Capital in ruins. Thousands dead. Dead. Thousands. We'll be right back. day we split TVs off. Capital in ruins. Thousands dead, dead. Thousands dead, dead. I know all the things you dream of. Capital in ruins. Thousands dead, dead. Thousands. Think of capital in ruins, thousands dead, dead, thousands dead, dead. Get on swinging, babe, hats off. Capital in ruins, thousands dead, dead, thousands dead, dead. That's all, folks.
Yeah, bet you never heard that before. That's Mag and the Suspects from 1981. It's the B-side to the Erection 12-inch 45, and that was Thousands Dead. Wow.
Now, you ain't crazy. I know you ain't crazy.
No, I'm not crazy, but it was a great, great day. Well, I haven't been doing a lot of Cubs reports lately, but it was a fun day today. The Cubs beat the defending world champion San Francisco Giants in the bottom of the 13th on a Giovanni Soto three-run homer. I was on my way home in the car. Don't tell anybody, I was actually watching the game on my smartphone. Yeah, you can do that. Technology is a wonderful thing. When things are looking up, I'll do a Cubs report. Otherwise, I don't want to bring you down with it. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. Okay, well, let's see if we can find what I'm looking for right here. Golly gee willikers. there is really a Chicago Music Survey 4040 this week. Let's see, is it that? Is it that? No, it's not that. It's this from 1971, this week, 40 years ago, from John Denver, this entirely worn out single.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Teardrop in my eye, country road.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
In our last very exciting episode, the Winged Warrior was surprised to learn that an 85-year-old discotheque dancer was not, as he suspected, the Choker, that arch-villain of Chokes and Gangs. However, in today's episode, the feathered fighter reports to the police commissioner's office with a new and even more promising suspect.
Yes?
Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
The Winged Warrior is out here with a suspect in custody.
Oh, good. Send them in, please.
Go right in.
Thank you.
This way, please. Commissioner?
Yes, I am.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Floyd Durgum. This is the commissioner who's been out with a cold.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Durgum.
Thank you. I'm feeling much better.
And this is my husband, Floyd, the promising suspect.
Please sit down, Mr. Durgum, and don't be nervous.
Mr. Durgum was picked up on the Avenue B bus, Commissioner.
I see.
He was acting very suspiciously.
Yes, he was, Commissioner.
I know, I was with him.
He cleared his throat twice.
Twice?
Yes.
Cleared his throat?
I told him he was going to get in a lot of trouble doing that.
How do you explain that, Mr. Durgum?
I'm sorry.
Speak up, sweetheart.
It's just a nervous habit.
Louder, honey, they can't hear you.
Winged Warrior.
Yes, Commissioner.
Any other suspects?
Just this one here crying, Commissioner. Miss Helfinger, thank you for coming. How much money do we have left in our reward budget?
$17.49.
I have another dollar here, Commissioner. All right, that would be $18.
Well, I would be happy to pledge next week's salary.
Oh, how much is that?
$34.50 take home.
Miss Helfinger, would you...
Here's my lunch money.
Fine, we now have a reward for the choker in the amount of $52.39. I think that should get some results, Commissioner.
Well, as the commissioner, through understandable compassion, dismissed Floyd Durgum as a suspect too soon? And isn't $52.39 a dinky reward? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Don't classify me with these Rudy poots around here.
Really, just don't. Just don't. Just don't. What?
The fear of the year is here. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, a monster he could not control, have taken over his very soul. A screaming demon rages inside, turning him into Mr. Hyde, an unstoppable Black Superman. Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, when you're seeing what ain't, you're looking at a haint. Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, starring Bernie Casey, Rosalind Cash, Stu Gillum, directed by William Blackula Crane. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents, so bring your mama, she'll like it too.
Yeah, she'll like it too, bring your mama. How about some vinyl? Do you like some vinyl? This is Peter Case from, oh, I don't know, 1980-something or other. I'll look that up. Let's see, it's called Ice Water!
Time I saw her, and the people. me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, 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 we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, 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 you mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare. I can wait a moment more.
That's the absolutely gorgeous Engelbert Humperdinck. Humperdinckle from many, 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 many years ago, also from many years ago, from 1968, in fact. This is the king of rock and roll, Mr. Elvis Presley and Guitar Man.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. Hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all night tears. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles, I roamed 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. Down around Mobile, make it all out to a club called
swinging a guitar, man. Hey, hey.
Y'all think I can pull off 3 hours of this insanity on Saturday night? It's going to be a hoot. It's going to be a hoot, as they say. It's going to be a hoot from 19... Oh, golly. Oh, golly. I think this is from 1975. This is Shirley and Company. You'll recognize it, I promise. This is very familiar to all of you who are already alive then. Oh, yeah, that was Shirley and Company from 1975, and shame, shame, shame. Right now, from 1972, I do believe, this is J. Vincent Edwards, a song that wasn't very well known in the United States of America. Just going to show we don't know everything over here. This is Thanks.
Sunday morning in the valley, we would gather for the service. Emily Jane would run to meet me. She'd smile at Papa, kinda nervous. All the people came from miles around, and I still can hear the sound as they sang thanks to the Lord. Sun up in the sky, for the corn that's growing high, for the child that didn't die. Thanks to the Lord, for the crops and for the farm, for the strength in my right arm, and for keeping us from harm. And I'd say thanks, 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 thanks to the Lord for a girl. That we were married with all our folks in the congregation. Emily Jane was like an angel, the sweetest thing in all creation. Papa hugged me and my mama cried. Everybody smiled with pride as they sang thanks to the Lord.
Well, that's just going to about do it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was J. Vincent Edwards saying thanks, and this is Mary Hopkin saying goodbye.
one radio station.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, there will be a rebroadcast immediately following this.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?